Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So Detroit obviously going through some fiscal hard times, but in some areas of the city, commerce is growing even before this infusion. And one new business opening this summer is the latest in a fast-growing trend. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Michigan Radio's Lester Graham reports.
Here's the first thing you'll hear when you enter this old building tucked away in the Eastern Market.
The jail door leading into the former slaughterhouse turned distillery.
Michael Forsythe is a partner in one of Michigan's newest whiskey, gin, and vodka distillers, the Detroit City Distillery. Right now, though, it's mostly a dusty construction site. There are no whiskey barrels here yet. They're stored at a licensed facility. There's no copper pot still yet. It's being manufactured in Germany right now. But they do have a classic wooden bar. Forsythe and his partners found it in a vacant storefront in downtown Detroit and bought it. This is the second distillery in Detroit, and Michael Forsythe says it's among some three dozen in the state.
The reason why you're seeing a lot of distilleries start right now is there's unmet demand. There's been a movement where I think people care about what goes into their product. So they want to know where the ingredients came from. They want to know how it was made.
Here they're using Michigan grain for the spirits, and the cocktails are made with Eastern Market produce. The guy behind the distillery spirits is J.P. Jerome. He's looking forward to soon producing the good stuff right here. But after waiting for the federal license and the state inspection, they'll still have to get through all the Detroit City permitting.
The local codes and inspection is probably the harder piece of the puzzle, considering we are making a flammable product, so we're regulated fairly tightly by multiple arms of the building department. So we have a lot of extra safety pieces to our building.
But these guys still know, even with all the licenses, inspections, and permits, things are easier in distillers now than they were just a few years ago. Michael Forsythe says it used to be distillers couldn't sell or serve spirits at the distillery.
So one of the great things about distillery policy in Michigan is that you can sell what you produce on site direct to the consumer.
Although they won't be open for business until late June or early July, the distillers were able to offer me a sample.
This may be the first real or actual Detroit City Distillery cocktail, I think, made at this bar.
I'm honored.
That's good.
That is good.
That'll do.
I asked cocktail class instructor Tammy Coxon to join me on this visit. She's made a business of unique food and drink experiences, but her day job is with the nonprofit Corporation for a Skilled Workforce. Its work includes dealing with Detroit area economic issues. She says besides the 8 or 10 people the Detroit City Distillery might employ directly, there's a bigger story.
When you look at the spillover effects and the fact that they're bringing money into the community, they're spending that money on local Detroit merchants at the farmers market, they're spending it in the state to buy their grains, all that money's being returned to the state of Michigan, and that's going to drive jobs and economic development as well.
And these guys know this. They're proud of it. But for the alchemist of these business guys, J.P. Jerome, it's mostly about coming up with unique spirits that get people excited. For Here and Now, I'm Lester Graham in Detroit.